Coming up any moment now, Paragon Radio with Benjamin and or one of his many cohorts. 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
I'm not qualified to do a talk show. I'm so uninformed.
I said I don't know where you are. said that he was going to be back. I told him where you are. She's making
Welcome to Moby Strip, your weekly required dose of Teutonic meditation.
We will administrate their audio memes until MT fills you.
You will relax. This is mandatory.
Moby Strip, Sundays, 10 Papa Ooh Mau Mau, until midnight.
We're going to dust 0 hour.
Kurt said everything is zero with a twist.
Hey, this is Casey Roush, and you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
This is Harry S. Truman, reminding you that James Garfield, who was elected president in 1880, was the first person to say, when you find yourself in a hole, the first thing to do is stop digging. Now, I can't pretend to solve all of our problems when it comes to energy today, but if you join me for Truman on Energy, on the From Arc to Microchip show, I'll tell you how I dealt with our energy needs back when I was a United States Senator and then President, while always keeping an eye on the future you are now in.
Truman on Energy, Wednesday, 12:30 p.m., right here on KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City Community Radio.
Where you You know they got a handful of gimme, big mouth full of multiply. Peaches in the summertime, pretty baby mama. Oh, I'm gonna say it next time. Peaches in the summertime, big fat sweet apples in the fall. If I can't have that big butt, big leg girl of mine, I ain't want no skinny leg girl at all. You love me, baby, honey, raise up your right hand. Potato bread, I laid in your kitchen, man.
Tater and the gravy train. Thank you. I've got Bill Hoover over here on my right playing guitar with me, a dear friend of mine, and then also another good friend of mine, A.J. Kronk, playing stand-up bass today for us. This song is called Only Temporary. It was written by, I had to pick out a song that was done by somebody in my family. I've got quite a few uncles that write music, so I picked this one from my family.
Don't wanna fade, and I don't wanna walk it alone. Can't help but lose, but I don't fault you, and I brought it all on my own. How I wish I could fly like a bird in a somber sky, just a ship with a sail. Just trying to make somebody happy. I'm just trying to make somebody smile. How I wish I could fly like a bird in a song. I don't win.
some were singing, some were dancing, while the midnight moon shone brightly overhead. The stars so gaily glistened, and the Sphinx in silence listened to the magician tell of lives that he had led. Let the bells of freedom ring, songs of love to Friday's king. Let's all go to the magician's birthday. It's in the forest, but not so far away. Much to do and so much to say.
Thank you. Is mood altered state take two?
One, two, one, two, three,
we I think I'll fall to pieces if I don't find something else to do. This sadness, it never ceases. Oh, I'm still in love with you. And my head, it keeps on reeling. It's got me in a crazy spin. Oh, darling. Still in love with you. You know, some people out there are saying time has its way of healing. It can dry all the tears from your eyes. Oh, but darling, they don't tell you about this empty.
Welcome to Isla Earth. Tropical rainforests are home to a spectacular variety of frogs. This rich diversity of species helps drive conservation efforts in the tropics. These little amphibians evolve diverse ways of coping with predators. Some emit powerful poisons to ward them off. 1 milligram could kill a linebacker. Researchers recently discovered a frog poison that's a highly effective mosquito repellent. National Institutes of Health scientist John Daly and his team tested the poison called PTX against the mosquito that spreads deadly yellow fever. When they came into contact with even tiny amounts, they folded up their wings and died. So, should you smear tropical frog secretions all over your body before the next barbecue? That would be no. PTX exposure to mice induced paralysis, convulsions, and death. Not a trio of guests I'd invite to my next barbecue. But Daly and his colleagues tested chemical variants of PTX and found a few that keep mosquitoes at bay without nasty side effects, like death. Speaking of death, frogs are dying off worldwide. Learn how you can help save them and their chemical secrets for future generations at islaearth.org. Isla Earth is produced by the Catalina Island Conservancy with support from its Fund for a Sustainable Planet, because Earth is an island.
This week, a conversation with the new dean of the Washington National Cathedral. A former English teacher, he says he finds deep spiritual meaning in poetry.
It's not that I don't find abstract theology interesting, but intellectual argument doesn't speak to me as much as artistic expression.
I'm Maureen Fiedler. That's next time on Interfaith Voices.
Tuesday at noon, right before the Jazz Disciple.
Good morning. All right, well, we're getting a really late start to the show here. And we apologize for that. It's, I don't know, like 8 minutes before the hour of one. And you're listening to 90.1. I'm Benjamin. This is the Paragon Radio Program. We're getting a late start today. And now as I try to refresh the website, we get nothing. So now, not on the, do we have a late start? We have a bandwidth issue. What a bastardly, dastardly thing. Make you believe that you have the internet. You don't actually have the internet. You have some little dribble of an opportunity to get a little bit of moisture. If information is water, the illusion that we're on the internet, just get barely an opportunity to just touch just a little bit of the information that's out there. And I used to, we got the Google Fiber at my house now.
Uh-oh.
Got the Google Fiber. And, you know, hey, I'm not stupid either. I know exactly what they're doing.
Morgellons disease.
Well, I don't know about that.
Isn't that the Google Fiber?
No, that's a different fiber. So I'm not stupid. I know what they're doing. I know what Google's all about. I mean, their corporate motto is what, Jake?
The mind of God, approximately.
I don't think so. Their corporate motto is, don't be evil. So when somebody says that, you kind of have to assume that they're being evil, right?
Generally.
But what do they, you think Google, when they send their little Google cars by your house, they think they're just recording all the information they can about you?
Well, about everybody. I don't take it personal.
You don't take it personally?
No, they're mapping out everything. Not, you know, I'm a small piece of it. They're not interested in me specifically.
Oh, so you feel fine in your anonymity within that?
No, I mean, it's all creepy, but I don't feel paranoid or targeted.
Really? Where's the Jake that normally comes in here? Or is he not coming in tonight?
I mean, as far as that goes, there's plenty of paranoia and targeting in other
accounts. Okay, I'm just checking.
It's not Google Fiber.
So I know exactly what they're doing, and I'm fine with that. I'm really fine with that. I can't say how great it is to get internet from a company that doesn't also provide user content. I have not so much of a conflict of interest when it comes to my ability to search and download stuff on the internet. But it just gets me to think that, I mean, we're lucky to be able to get online. We really are, be able to access all the information out there. It seems like something that is temporary. That you won't always, you'll always be able to get online to check your, to pay your bills, right? To log into your email. But this free flow of information that's out there, I mean, from, you know, the ability to learn stuff, to just be entertained, countless hours of Vine compilations on YouTube. I mean, you know, these, the abilities to enjoy these pieces of information or use these pieces of information, it's got to be temporary. There's no way it's going to last forever. At least I don't think. And mostly because, not for any other reason, but so many people, they get their internet connection from a company that also provides the content that's online. Right? So it becomes a conflict of interest where, you know, company A that provides internet service also owns studios, or it has copyrights and it's got the ownership over movies and shows and stuff like that. So they don't want to just let you go anywhere. They want you to go specific places. So they create little bottlenecks. on the internets to guide you around. And that might be a little delusional and maybe conspiratorial, but it's how I felt about my previous provider. And now how I feel about my current provider, Google Fiber. Google's probably... Is Google evil? Maybe. Is Google worse than... Is it worse than Facebook? It's a different kind of deal, right? Facebook is more targeted. Google's a broader stroke kind of thing. About 1 o'clock right here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Google's a little bit of everything, but these collections of your information, this cataloging of you for the purpose of commercializing everything in your life, or tracking everything, is a reality.